Time to catch up on the Molloy Drive Show. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello, go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
You got that right, Matty. The eagle has landed Australia. Vaccines have arrived. They're at the airport, and I believe right now, duty-free. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Happy Monday. Feeling all right, Mick. What about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Happy Monday, of course, and happy Valentine's Day posthumously to all those who enjoyed it yesterday. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. 1-3-3-5-3. What did you do for Valentine's Day? Dave, I believe you've disgraced yourself again.
What else would you expect?
What else would you expect? And nothing more, nothing less. Hey, we've got a couple of great guests today. It's sport, so it's weekend sport in review with Neroli Meadows. Merrick Watts. Merrick Watts, guess what?
What?
He's taken a job as a motivational speaker, Dave.
Merrick has. Well done, Merrick. You had it, didn't you?
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have a Swedish chef update, world news, Megan and Harry. You want to see their batshit photo? Good Lord. I didn't think they could get any kookier. We'll have world news, song whisperer. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. It's all coming up.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world as we know it. Of a mass extinction.
Molloy's.
Apocalypse Watch.
Big hello to all our Victorian listeners in day two or three, who knows, of their third lockdown.
Day three.
It just goes on and on. But there is good news on the horizon for all of Australia. This announcement made by a guy who I thought was starting to believe was an anti-vaxxer, our Health Minister Greg Hunt. You know what I mean?
The eagle has landed. I am pleased to be able to tell Australians that shortly after midday... the first shipment of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Australia. They have touched down. They are currently being secured. The advice that I have is that 142,000 doses have arrived in Australia.
Juice me up, Doc.
We're on.
As we speak, I'm presenting. I've got my pants down. I'm presenting both buttocks. Come on. I'm good to go.
It's great juice news, isn't it? It's about time, too.
By the way, it is about time. I think we're the last country on earth to inoculate anyone against the disease, which is a price you pay for being good at
keeping the virus
down.
At bay. Yeah.
Now, listen, I like it that it's here.
Yes.
And I'm glad that the Health Minister made the announcement.
Of course.
I think he's appropriating, though, other people's hard work, isn't it? Like, the eagle has landed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big moment in history.
It's Apollo 11. That was the lunar module landing.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's a game-changing moment for humanity. I don't know if it's quite in that case, but if you're going to borrow something from a great speech or moment or announcement in history, you can go a bit more, I don't know, present or current.
Okay.
Hold a guy. If I had been Health Minister and I was on the tarmac and they just arrived, I'd go with something like this.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey. I don't mind it.
I'm listening. Hey, with a needle sticking out of my... as I jabbed myself right in the arm.
Oh, you're vaccinating yourself now.
That would have been just to show everyone that it's safe. I mean, if you've already jabbed yourself a few times and you may have had too much, you could possibly go with something like this. I'm not sure if that's going to encourage everyone to take a shot, but it might work. What about this one?
I feel the need for speed.
Bang, that'd have him up and about. You'd be going, sign me up for one of those.
100%.
Dave, this one might. I think this would resonate with a few people.
All right, let's have a look.
No, I am your father.
To the dark side. I'm in.
All right, maybe if he'd, maybe if the LSD had arrived.
Possibly.
That would be a good one. Hey, we could do this all day, and we will. I will keep playing you great quotes that could be
Eagle
used.
Eagle has landed.
By Greg Hunt. Here's his one. Can I just do one more? Here you go.
Look at it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay, a bit aggressive. A bit aggressive. It could have happened. Hey, guys, we're mucking around. I need to get to the bottom of your wonderful Valentine's Day. I know you've all got wonderful partners. Whitney accepted. And you're very happy in your relationships. I'll start with you. Dave, what did you do?
I continued my long-held tradition of doing nothing on Valentine's Day.
You are a tight ass.
Wow.
You're a tight ass. Did you
every
even, did you have the music out in the boudoir at least?
No. Not even any of that.
Didn't? Nothing.
The tempo was not moving.
You're disappointing. Well, you're not disappointing. I don't expect any more. Jay, I know, is madly in love and is been paired off like one of those penguins that signs up for life. What did you do? How was it special?
Did nothing. Jay? We did nothing. Nothing at all.
And you're going to hide behind that we don't get sucked into the commercial realities, right?
That's a little bit of it.
Mate, don't fall for
we
that.
We just didn't do anything.
A little effort, a little tote would not be... I remember we were at the airport once and Luke Darcy was there. And we'd been away at Super Bowl for a couple of weeks. And he'd left about 10 kids at home with his wife. And he goes to me, we're at duty free. I said, you getting something for your wife? He goes, no, I rang her. She said, don't bother, I don't need anything. I'm going... don't fall for that. When he got home, he goes, yeah, you're right. Here we go. Here's the big one. Whitney, you deserve, you're such a top chick. You deserve all the love in the world. You're going to get what you deserve one day. How did you go? Anything at all?
Nah.
Nothing?
No, nothing. But I will tell you something that did happen.
Yeah.
David stole my cupcake.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's David?
And when I say cupcake, I mean an actual cupcake. It was work
not
gave
a
around.
Right.
Work gave out Valentine's Day cupcakes, which is a bit sad. That's all I received. But still,
it's a bit sad when you're getting a Valentine's gift from our parent company.
Yeah,
it's a cupcake. Hang on, I know it's what Dave stole it.
Wow,
yeah, dangerous Dave.
Dave,
stole
what is wrong?
No, here's the thing. Whitney wasn't in on Friday. Okay, so it was for the weekend, and I thought it's going to go off. I don't want a stale cupcake that's been sitting there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't all staff that got the cupcakes either. It was just a handful.
A select
only
few.
The special ones.
Dave, your depravity knows no bounds.
Well,
you are a sometimes.
This is the card they sent to us from 1.5 metres away. After sanitising our hands while wearing a mask with a temperature of less than 38. Doesn't even make any sense. Doesn't even rhyme. Really.
I don't know, but I just cracked a stiffy.
You didn't even ask.
Guys, 133353, ring us now and tell us. I'm so sorry for you, Whitney. Jay, get Whitney a cupcake.
You betcha.
Stat. Mm. And I'll bet you Mrs. D got that. Hi, I've got you something special.
We went half.
133353, what do you reckon? Yep. What happened to your Valentine's Day? Let us know what a dreamboat lover you are.
The program, so it's this is Malloy.
It is. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Mick, what about your Valentine's Day? We forgot to ask you. What did you get up to on that most romantic day of the year?
Yeah, you don't want to know. Okay. To put it this way, it didn't involve anyone else.
Should we go to calls?
Valentine's Day, the day of romance, and I know our listeners here at Malloy are some of the most romantic people in the country. 133353, Jen, how do you spend your Valentine's Day?
Well, I got a lovely card from my hubby.
Yep.
And then he mowed the lawn for me. Now, you might not think that mowing the lawn is anything, you know, special. But to me, you should be able to buy the smell of cut grass in a bottle.
I love
well,
it.
Well, you can. It's quite expensive. And if you put it in a bong, it goes okay.
Yeah.
Hey, your hubby's mowed the lawn for you on Valentine's Day, he's a keeper. Can I ask one question? Was it a sit-down mower or did you have to push it?
No, he had to push it.
Oh, that's true love. That is
You just don't understand just what it does.
I know, Jen. It turns you on. Yeah. All right. Well, Jen, what do we got for Jen?
$100 for you to spend wherever you would like. Maybe Uber Eats or go shopping at the Iconic or maybe go to Coles. $100 coming your way, Jen. Well done.
Awesome. Jennifer's on the
line.
Thank
you very much.
You got it.
Let's go to Jennifer quickly. Jennifer, what did you do for your husband? What did you do for your husband on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
recently bought a 75 Holden ute, and it's got enjoy, so I took it out and had the windows tinted as a surprise.
Oh my God.
How romantic.
Oh, Jennifer. Are you married?
Not legally, no.
Not yet. I want to throw my hat in the ring. Right. That's the most romantic thing. You went out and tinted the windows of your boyfriend's ute. Give her a prize.
Oh, yeah, you've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way, Jennifer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Give that to the hubby and have a steamy night on our behalf. Yeah. 133353, people, keep them coming.
Yeah, what was your Valentine's Day? What happened? 133353.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
With Nerilee Meadows not far away, wrap-up of the weekend sport. And in the second hour, Merrick Watts, who's breaking some sort of record too, we're going to find out about. So, yeah.
I'm guessing it was a lonely Valentine's Day for Nerilee.
Oh, just she listens little, to this, don't she?
A little lost at the moment.
No, she's
all
right.
Oh, we'll bring it up with her. You never know. Hey, what can I say? Well, it can't be worse than our own Whitney, who was home alone and was given a cupcake, but Dave woofed it.
Well, it was here at work. She wasn't here, and it would have gone stale. So I was doing her. I'll buy her. I'll re-gift her.
Sure, she would have taken one of our Cotton On vouchers.
Okay. With the added.
Hey, should we get into the calls? Right. I love our callers. I love hearing what's going on out there in the electorate. And there's so many loving couples who listen to this program. We just can't get through them all.
Yeah.
Jess is on the line. Jess, how did you spend Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, it was really romantic. My husband decided that he would grab me a bunch of scratchies, which totaled to $5.
Yep.
Slapped them on the bench and said, Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And then for the icing on the cake, left the rose on the toilet because that's where I go straight after work.
Wow, how...
Well, at least he knows you. At least he knows you and he pays attention to all your moves.
Oh, yeah.
A rose on the toilet seat by any other name.
Yeah. Did you win anything with the scratches?
I think there was a Shakespearean sonnet, wasn't there? Was there a Shakespearean sonnet about a rose on a... Hey, and you didn't win the scratchies either.
No, I didn't.
But you know what? Had you won, you would have had the time of your life. You would have got a big boat and gone to the Bahamas and had lots of boat drinks and made mad love to each other. For the remainder of your lives, Jess, give Jess something. Dave?
What about a Kennedy Malloy memorabilia pack from the old days?
Pop that on the toilet seat and see how you go.
Well done, Jess.
Good on you, Jess.
Thank you very much.
Ian's on the line. Ian, you seem like the romantic type. Tell me how you spent the Valentine's Day with your significant other.
Nikki, I couldn't have done anything better for her. I let her sleep in to her own content while I went fishing.
Well, hang on.
It's gorgeous.
This is probably a win-win because she's probably had the day of her life. I know most of the women in my life like just to be a day where I don't have to do anything and left alone.
Absolutely.
And sleep in and do nothing or, you
and
know.
And then also to top it off, I caught fish and actually cooked dinner for her as well.
Oh, what? Jesus, Ian. You're too good to be true. You took a bullet for the team. You went out and you went fishing. What did you catch?
Some whiting.
Oh,
some whiting. Well, they're hard to catch. It's quite difficult. Yeah. I tell you what, anyone who comes home with some whiting is going to get a bit of in the boudoir that night. Well done, Ian. Give him a slab of Brick Lane.
All right.
Dave.
Brick Lane Brewing, bloody good beer, now available at Dan Murphy's. A case coming your way. Ian
Katrina,
from the Central Coast.
Katrina, how did you go? How did you go? Romantic?
We got up yesterday morning and I got Happy Valentine's Day, love. So I waited because I'd left lots of hints around the house, perfume,
etc. Yep.
And he proceeded to go have a shower, get dressed and go to bowls for the day.
Without you?
Without me. I got to stay at home with the kids.
Well, at least you know he's not picking up. He's gone lawn bowling, so.
Well, true. Very true. The 80-year-old ladies are looking good, I guess.
Katrina, that guy's a bum.
Yep.
You can do better. Hold the line and speak to one of our counsellors. We'll fix you up with someone. Did he make it up to you at the end of the day?
Something later.
No. I got a Dave Juker. So I guess that's counsel.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll make amends by giving you a Kennedy Malloy memorabilia pack full of Kennedy Malloy merch from the old days.
Thank you. Phil's on the line. Phil, what did you do for your loving partner?
Mickey, well, mate, start off with a nice bar of chocolate, and then we went for a nice romantic drive to the local tip. to get rid of some rubbish.
Oh, wow. I'm going to take a tip. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you've been married for a while, haven't you, Phil?
Yeah, 34 years this year, mate. Yeah.
34
years. It shows.
So I think a 10 is diamonds, 20 is something else, yep. And 30 is the tip. Well done, Phil. Good on you. Slab of Brick Lane coming your way. Time for one more. Dean's on the line. Dean, what did you do for your wife? What happened?
She woke me up in the morning. She said, you're going to take me to the movies today. I said, what are we seeing? She said, we're going to see a good old classic romantic movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's. We get there. We're the only ones in there watching it. Oh, besides the 55-year-old bloke sitting by himself.
I'd give him a wide berth, by the way. Who knows what he's up to. Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's the cheapest thing you'll ever get at Tiffany's, by the way. So you've got away with it. Mate, I know this. A girlfriend of a friend of mine told him, she said, let's go see a Clint Eastwood film, Bridges of Madison County. and another friend said, she goes, I'm going to take you to a movie about fly fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And when we got there, it was beaches.
I'll bet Midland.
So you get the idea. Well done to all our happy couples. It's a great day. Well done. There's love in the air.
Yeah, certainly is. Hey, speaking of love, we love Nerilee Meadows. She's not far away. And some world news as well. This is Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Nerilee Meadows Sports Wrap.
World of Sport, welcome, as is the tradition on a Monday, the great Nerilee Meadows. Hello, Nez.
Hello, Mickey.
And can I ask how you spent Valentine's Day?
Oh, about the same as I've spent the last 15 Valentine's days by myself drinking red wine, watching sport.
Oh, you live on the edge. Ah, it's a romantic story, one for the ages. Modern day romance. Surely swung by the cemetery. Someone swung by the cemetery and got you some flowers or something on the
way. Still waiting for yours to arrive, Mickey.
Don't you worry, I'll get you one of the greatest, what do you call, bushels of flowers? What do you call them? What is it called? A bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Dave.
Oh, sorry, that's what they're called.
All right, Nerilee, we've got you here to bring us up to speed with what's going on in the world. I know you're at the tennis. You've been parked out there. Who are you reporting for out there?
Well, I'm covering it for the World Feed. I'm the World Feed host for the day sessions, Nikki, and let's be honest, the big story for today for Australians is that Ashley Barty is playing tonight.
Okay.
Things have really, really opened up for the Australian on her side of the draw. There have been so many upsets on her side of the draw that the world number 18 is the next best ranked player. So on the other side, you've got Serena Williams, Simona Halep, Naomi Osaka, but on Ashley Barty's side, she's facing world number 57, Shelby Rogers, for a spot in the quarterfinals. If she makes it through after Elena Svetolina was knocked out today, the world number 5, things are wide open for Barty.
Well, that's it. We're on our way to a Barty party. I've never used that phrase. I can because I'm an idiot, but you're a proper journalist, sports journalist. I would never want to hear you out of that. Can I ask you, I know you're out there, what is the atmosphere like with no fans? It must remind you a lot of a Frio game, yeah?
I reckon it was Frio Western Bulldogs back in the day that had a little.
But what's it like? Is it shocking for the players? What's it like for you? Is it surreal?
To be honest, Mickey, it was so nice having crowds back. And then the first day that we didn't, I had to remind myself that I was actually on air and that it was a Grand Slam tournament and that the players weren't just having a hit up on practice.
Wow.
It was really hard to get our heads around it. The second day, though, they got the crowd noise going from, you know, the way that we've been using audio in 2020. And they've got that going, which has definitely helped things because you've got that going through your ear. But it is bizarre. Let's hope that crowds are back because
they've got the crowd noise.
Who else will we have to give Rafael Nadal the bird if the crowd comes back in?
We'll get to her in just a minute. But I know they've got the crowd applause and the oohs and the ahs, but I hope they've recorded like that uproarious laughter, like when a player chases a moth or something.
No, yes.
Or jumps
the net because he's running too fast at it.
There was actually a moment of real laughter last week. I'm not sure if you caught it. I know you're a big fan of Bernie Tomic, but when he went through to the second round, he was going to be facing Canadian Denis Shapovalov. And Shapovalov was asked about Bernie Tomic, you're facing him next. And he actually said, oh, Bernie, he's no joke. And the crowd laughed. they thought he was actually making a joke, and he had to go, no, no, I'm serious. He's a good tennis player. It's no joke.
I've got the audio if you wanted to hear it.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Take a listen.
You know, Bernard is no joke as well. You know, he's obviously... No, I meant that in a good way, guys. Go on.
That is the ultimate troll from a home crowd, surely.
Well, he got knocked out, and all I can think of, he would have done something romantic at home, alone with his girlfriend, like, I don't know, bite her on the butt.
You can say that on OnlyFans, I'm sure, Mickey.
He has done that. He's doing all my material. You mentioned quickly the crazy lady who had it in for Nadal. Were you there? Did you have an eyewitness account? What was going on behind the scenes?
No, I wasn't there at the time, but I loved the way that Rafael Nadal handled it, both out there and then his press conference afterwards. He was kind of like, who, me? Me? Yeah. She was doing it at me? It was great because the humility of, you know, such a wonderful player and the way that he's just handled himself throughout the tournament so far, I'd love to see him win another one.
He won a lot of fans. I want to go quickly. We were going to cover some other stuff. Tell me quickly, Storm, will they quarantine in the NRL?
Not at the moment. They're pretty hell-bent on staying here in Melbourne after the, you know, difficulties of last year. Peter Vlandis has said that it's an opportunity to potentially move them if the borders close. But right now, the Storm will stay put in Melbourne.
And finally, I know how much you love cricket, and in particular cricket on the subcontinent. Tell me about Kohli and his shenanigans. This is unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. He was clean bowled for a duck by Moeen Ali, but he was so, just could not believe that he'd been clean bowled. He stayed out there until he saw the replay. I don't know if we've got the audio
we do.
It, but it was absolutely amazing.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Oh, he's cleaned him up. And it's Virat Kohli. Absolutely stunned. Perhaps wondering if the ball has ricocheted back off the keeper, but he's just clean bowled him. Virat Kohli, who has attempted the WG grace standing there after being clean bowled, has now got to go.
There's a time and a place for that, and it's in the backyard with your brother.
Exactly.
When your brother bowls you, and then you go, you chuck your bat or you refuse to bowl, and off you go. Did he watch the replay, or did he call for a review?
He never actually called for a review. He went to talk to Rohit Sharma, who was down the other end, and then saw the replay and then went, oh, right, okay, I better start walking off then. But just absolute disbelief that could possibly happen to Mr. Virat Kohli.
I remember a story Freddie Truman told about bowling in India, and he said back in his day, his claim was that Indian umpires would never give you out. Would never give Indian players out. And he said he came in, he's hit a guy dead set in front under the knee roll, and he's appealed, and the umpire's gone, not out. He's done it again. The second ball appealed, he's given it not out. The third ball is clean bowled him. All three stumps knocked out of the ground. He's gone, how is it? And the umpire's gone, you almost had him that time. Hey, Nez, always great to catch up. Thank
Before
you.
I
Keep
go,
us posted.
Mickey. Before I go, Mickey, hope for both of us. The 35-year-old woman, Shay Su Wei, has made it through to the quarterfinals of the Grand Slam for the first time in her career. And a 140-kilogram West Indian cricketer, Rakeem Cornwall, took 9 wickets in a test match. So there's hope for both of us.
Well said. Good work, Nez.
Well done, Nerily.
See you, guys.
Nerily Meadows joining us there. Song Whisperer soon, then Merrick, what's to come?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Merrick Watts, he's broken some sort of record, or he's trying to. We're going to be checking in with him very soon.
He's an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
He's not. He's always up to something.
He pushes himself. That's what I like, Merrick. He likes SAS Australia.
I rest my case.
Well, that's not idiot.
Just calm the farm, mate. Take a pill. Loosen the belt. Put on some weight.
Okay.
Join me on the dark side.
What's it like over there?
I can't wait. He's always good fun on this program. So much to get through. It's Valentine's Day callers all day today. We're loving hearing about what's going on out in our... I love our fans. Then people listen to the show. They're always up to something. Nicole, how did you spend your romantic day with your husband?
Well, I bought my gorgeous husband an air fryer.
So he bought him an air fryer? So now, is that simple? It's that simple to use. He can cook himself something if you're not there.
It is the food that he does cook when I'm away is disgusting. He puts cereal on toast and whipped cream.
What?
He puts peanut butter on ice cream. I'm like, what are you doing?
Nicole.
You can't have that for dinner.
Well, how good are the air fryers, by the way? We bought one at Christmas, Mick, and I reckon this is something you should invest in too, because they are brilliant, aren't they?
And I'm sure you
think you can put in self and snitty and chips now.
Yeah, the problem is Dave would probably make his wife cook their anniversary dinner in the air fryer.
Well,
just because it was cheaper. Hey, give Nicole something,
sure,
Dave.
Sure. What about a case of Brick Lane? Some beers for you and your husband, Nicole.
Good on you, Nicole. Thanks for the call. Michelle's on the line. Michelle, what did you do? How did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I worked a 10-hour shift at double pay, and then my husband and I had Chico rolls and pineapple fritters by the river.
Oh, that's too romantic.
You're the winner.
Oh, you are the winner. Is that, and when you ate your Chico rolls, did you do it but link your arms and eat each other's Chico rolls like it was a, like a romantic
no.
moment?
No.
Was there any down by the river?
You ask the personal question.
No, it was too many people.
Yeah. Ah, well, it's never stopped me. Hey, give Michelle something.
Yeah, case of Brick Lane. We're very generous
Michelle.
Today. You enjoy that. Thanks for calling from South
Australia. Good on you guys.
Thank you.
Love it.
Time for this.
All right.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, Jay Mondo.
This guy is letting someone in on his deepest thoughts and feelings. He's worried he may have opened up too much. While his emotions are open, his physical space is closed, limited to one specific brightly illuminated area of the room.
Is it this?
It's emotional. Hooked on a feeling.
It's his deepest thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
I can't stop this feeling.
You'll be surprised to learn that used to be my
karaoke song.
Jay? Surprise.
Not correct.
Dave, have you got one?
What about Mixed Emotions, the Rolling Stones?
Oh, yeah. Underrated Rolling Stones song.
Of course.
Not correct.
Oh, what?
133353. If you think you know what it is, give us a bell.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Coming up very shortly, Merrick Watts. He's got too much spare time on his hands. He's broken a record, got a license, and appeared somewhere as a motivational speaker. We're going to get to the bottom of all that in un momento.
Also, apparently, Hughesy's got a guest that, well, we kind of found and broke to Australia. What? Yeah, he's stealing our thunder, Hughesy.
We might have a Stormy Daniels grab from our show some time ago. Good luck to Hughesy tonight on Hughesy. We have a problem. The Swedish chef's human hands issue, which is broken on this show, has gone mad.
It's gone global.
And is now being talked about internationally.
Yes.
We'll bring you up to speed. And I've just learned something that this team, my hand-picked team, has been doing behind my back.
Oh.
And I'm not happy about it. And the subject will be broached a little later on. Who knows? We might have time to take your Valentine's Day calls. 133353. But first, let's check in with this bloke.
Whisperer.
Give us the synopsis again, Jay.
This guy is letting someone in on his deepest thoughts and feelings. He's worried he may have opened up too much. While his emotions are open, his physical space is closed, limited to one specific brightly illuminated area of the room.
Hmm. Steve's on the line. Steve, do you think you know what it is?
Mate, I don't know, but let's have a crack, eh?
Go for it.
Have a crack, mate. You don't want to die wondering.
No, mate. Let's go Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box.
Good guess. Type of thing we would play.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Very underrated.
Great album track.
Not today, though.
Wow.
Sorry, Steve.
It's not.
Not a cheap box.
Give him a case of Brick Lane. The draft.
Yes, the draft from Brick Lane is coming your way, Steve, from the Central Coast. Good on you,
going bonkers at Dan Murphy's,
I believe.
It's
amazing beer, mate.
It's an absolute
cracker. Tried the IPA on the weekend, too.
I gave that to you as a gift. That was my Valentine's Day gift to you.
Thank you. And I've got to say,
which one do you like? The IPA.
Oh, man, that's a great beer.
Yeah,
I mean, I love the draft. I like them all.
Yeah.
But,
so the top 100, it's a crowd pleaser.
You
want to get to the bottom of that one. Oof, get that down to forensics.
Jeez.
Hey, sorry, Steve. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, what's your guess?
Yeah, hello, Mick. Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann.
Why Manfred Mann? Why not Bruce Springsteen's version?
Nah, there's only Bruce.
who wrote it?
Bruce.
Bruce, have you got anything from Bruce since he's had his accident there, Dave?
Let me have a look.
Because he's been drink driving around the town.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen coming back from Ashbury Park where it all happened.
Had his and I think Jeep Super Bowl campaign pulled because of it.
$8 million Yeah. And which is surprising because the charges went back to November.
Yeah.
So I would have thought he'd had it. Any joy, Dave?
No. No. To be honest,
okay, no. I thought we might have been able to find that one. Is it blinded by the light?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
No, sadly, it's also not Bruce Springsteen, just in case you're playing at home.
But do you have to say which one it is, do you? Because the synopsis will be the same. How are you supposed to guess which artist did it? This whole segment is a folly.
Well, we had Fine Young Cannibals and Superstitious Mind.
How can you guess from the synopsis which artist did it? You can't.
No, that's true.
Hey, good news, guys. I've just worked out the satellite to Asbury Park.
Oh, we got it?
Yes, we do. Here's Bruce. That's unpleasant.
Oh, Bruce.
Sorry to hear that.
Bit of barfing in the dark.
It's not that song either.
Did we work out? Did he win or not?
No, he didn't win.
Sorry, Patrick. Take that tone out of your voice. All right, Linda, come on, Linda, you can do this.
Come on, Linda.
I hope so.
All right, fire away.
Okay, is it Losing My Religion by R.E.M.?
I saw them live, R.E.M., at Festival Hall in a time. Do you know what I did? I bought the tickets before the album Green came out. And then at that stage, they were like an indie band.
Yeah, of course, they were a college band.
And then Green came out, and they were the biggest band in the world. Yet they still had to, like the Beatles, they still were
committed to travelling to Australia.
Oh, that's unreal. So there we are in this tiny little arena watching the biggest band in the world at the time. How cool was that?
That's
Song Whisperer?
Correct.
Oh, you got it.
Linda
from Cardiff, you've got yourself $100 to spend. Your choice of hundreds of providers like The Iconic or Netflix or Uber Eats. And we'll throw in a case of Brick Lane for you as well. And we'll play this song
today.
I know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Linda. Enjoy this. It's REM Losing
My
Religion.
The IPA's good, isn't it, Dave?
It's an amazing beer. 6.8%. Just be warned by that. All right. Coming up next, Merrick Watts.
This is Malloy.
And joining us now from Triple M Sydney is Merrick Watts.
Hello, Mez. Oh, how are you?
Great to be back, Mick. How you been, mate?
Well, I've been very good. Still recovering from some of the nasty things you said about my calf muscles. The last time you were on this program, how do you describe them?
I did at the time describe them as a couple of boiled eggs with pubes on them. but I've had some time to think about it, and I actually think that they're more like somebody's removed the breasts of a Christmas turkey and placed them delicately in the backs of your calves because I'm not going to lie, they've got beautiful shape and form.
Yeah,
they just don't look like they belong there. That's all.
I call them leg candy. The girls love them.
It is definitely leg candy. I've had a lot of, since we last spoke, Mick, I've had quite a lot of feedback from women about your calves, asking me about it, talking about it, asking if I had pictures, and it's been really...
If the Chippendales had a group who didn't take their clothes off but just pulled their pants up to about knee level,
yep.
I would be the airline pilot in that troop.
Yeah. 100% you know what I mean? Would.
Yeah. It would indeed. Hey, enough of
it. It would be called Welcome to the Carvery.
Not bad.
Women will be stuffing $20 notes down my socks. Form an orderly queue, ladies. Form an orderly queue.
Slap him on the knees. Oh, too high. Too high. You've got to get out of here, Dorothy. No, you touch his kneecap. You know the rules.
You can look at his calves, but you can't touch.
You know that. Nothing above the ITB. You know the rules.
All right. Enough about me. On to you. True or false? You've been appearing interstate. As a motivational speaker, I can't keep up with you. Whoa. Is this true?
Mate, you know me. I'm a man with many arrows in my quiver, and one of them is now newly formed motivational speaker on Friday. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it says either one of two things. Either I've gone up in stature or the country standards have come horribly.
Who were you motivating? Tumbling. Yeah. Who did you choose to motivate?
I went to a high school in Mount Gambier in South Australia, only place ever to ask me to do it, including my own high school in Eltham, who's never bothered to require my services.
In fact, they've put out a restraining order and you're not allowed within 500 metres of that school, is my understanding.
That's right, and that was actually imposed when I was there. So
the Gamb, home of the Blue Lakes, and the greatest steakhouse in Australia, which is the Barn.
Yeah.
Did you get along to the barn? You don't need to motivate me to get to the barn.
No, I didn't on this occasion, Mick, which was pretty disappointing because there was the opportunity, but I had to fulfil my obligations to the South Australian Police to... I was picked up from the airport by SA Police and they took me to the high school.
Haven't
to
we
get
all
the
been doing
school.
That?
Exactly. You know, Mick, you know what, I don't know if you've ever done this, but have you ever been in the front seat, passenger seat of a police vehicle? It is just... Yeah. Refreshing is what it is.
Normally in the back.
What goes on up there?
Yeah, because I mean, you don't have to wear any bracelets or any jewelry, and you can just sit there and you got a view, and they got the iPad there. It's just nice.
Give you a go on the sirens.
Yeah, please.
They let you on the intercom. What happened?
Nah, wasn't allowed to touch anything. Nah. I even asked if I could have a little bit of a go at the holstered weapon, and I was told. Not under any circumstances were you allowed to touch anything.
Did you go through the McDonald's drive-thru and get half-price McDonald's? Or is that not allowed anymore? I remember the old days.
I think that's been banned because it sounds like fun. So that's off the list.
So the police have asked you to Mount Gambier to give a motivational talk to the kids. Yep. Why?
Because what's happened is a few people had seen me on SOS Australia and they've gone, there's a guy who's managed to, you know, tell a story and have some sort of change in his life. He'd be a great motivational speaker for a bunch of high school students. You know, maybe some of them are, you know, going through those turbulent years of high school. So they assembled about, I don't know, 500 kids or something like that in a hall. And when I walked in there, I thought, I'm going to nail this. I've put a lot of effort into thinking about this gig because I expected to be remunerated. I wasn't. There was no money. There's nothing. I was really gutted. I was filthy. I was certain there was a $500 packet with that. Anyway, so
I'd suggest there's one get out of jail free card coming your way, Miss.
Yeah, I could just drive wherever I like, whenever I like. But I stood up in about front of 500 kids, Mick, and as you know, right, you've done enough gigs that the most terrifying audience you can face is not your peers, it's teenagers.
Yeah.
You can smell the fear on them. And when I say smell the fear, it's actually just their weird hormones that are going on. Is it teenagers? Teenage boys just smell. Yeah. And I said, okay, so just an idea, you know, how many people here have seen SAS Australia? Three hands went up and I went, well, there's a good start. It's not even one in 100.
Yes. And how'd you go? Did you win them over?
Oh, absolutely, because what it is, I try to relate to them about my own experiences and try to, you know, say to them, look, don't do this, don't do that. And then I gave them examples of all the things I was telling them not to do, circumstances where I had done those things. So basically what I did is I tried, it was almost like a reverse psychology.
Yes.
Where I told them, don't do all of the things that I've listed that I've done and then become a success like I have. And then they went, you're not that big a success, mate. And I went, yeah, true.
You weren't discouraging anyone. Hold that thought. Yes. We're going to come back and talk more about that. Dave, can you motivate people to listen to this next song?
Yeah, you bet. We're going to take a break. But a shout out to the Limestone Coast 963 AM Triple M in Mount Gambier. You got Ewan for breakfast there and listening to us today.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah, you bet. Right, more with Merrick next.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is Mick Malloy. Merrick Watts with us as well.
Couple of big ticket items we need to discuss. Firstly, have you broken a record recently that I need to know about?
Yeah, it was an ice bath record at a local.
Again, what is wrong with you? What? I just too much spare time on your hands. Are you just calm the farm?
I know.
Lie on the couch. Get fat. Come on.
I just you know what? I've got to this point now where I see a stupid challenge and I've got to take it. Like, I don't want a real challenge. Like, somebody said to me, why don't you be a better father? Come on.
What are you
doing?
I'm just going to get in my togs and jump into this ice bath for how long?
33 minutes I did the other day. Broke a new record at the establishment where they have a lot of footy players go there and take the ice baths. And I found out that somebody had done 32 minutes. And I said, well, that's it. I'm doing more. And they went, okay, no dramas. And in my mind, I just thought, you know, it's some massive footy player. I'll find out who it is after I've done it. And then I'll crush their emotions by telling them I've done better. And then I found out it was a 19-year-old girl. And I went, okay, you really are pathetic, Merrick.
You know what?
Nearly killed yourself.
Yep. You know my record?
For
nine
an ice bath?
And a half hours.
An ice
that was
bar.
A pool. That was a pool bar.
Pool bar.
That was a pool. And a pool bar. Yeah. And it wasn't icy. In fact, where I was, it was pretty warm.
Yuck.
to tell you the truth, but But yeah, 9.5 hours in a pool bar, you try it, and when you get out, when the barman has to put your shoes on and tie up your laces, you must have broken some kind of record worth breaking.
Okay. First of all, what I love about that, Mick, is that you've worn shoes with laces to a swim up bar. That in itself is another level.
Well, it is.
I commend you. But the other thing, too, 9.5 hours, you're going to hit fatigue wall for sure. So what you need, obviously, vitamin B. You're going to have a few Baroccas before you go in there just to keep your vitals going. And then you've got the pressure there. You just go, what do? I mean, I'm in this situation now. What do? Do I quit? No, I can't quit. No. But you've had three Baroccas. What are you going to do?
Soldier on. Like Des Renford, I covered myself in chicken fat. Needed a shark cage. Okay, let's park that for a minute. Did I hear you got your forklift license?
Went out and got my forklift license. I'm an official forklift driver now.
Congratulations. Have you had the forklift out?
No, I can't actually drive it. I've got the license, but seriously, you do not want to see me behind the wheel of a forklift. Somebody will be injured severely.
So you haven't been out cruising for chicks or anything, or you got yourself a novelty horn, or you haven't had it out in the road? Nothing.
No, I think a lot of people often say Hilto, the other Lamborghini, when they're talking about vehicles, because they are a very unattractive vehicle to drive, and I'm not going to. I don't know anybody who's managed to attract the same sex or the opposite sex with a forklift. But I got my forklift.
Shirley and Laverne.
License.
I thought Shirley and Laverne at the start of Laverne and Shirley.
Oh yeah.
Bit old for you, but some people will get that reference. So this is part of your quest to get as many licenses as you can, yeah? Oh,
wow. Yeah, I lost my mind because at the moment I've got a jet ski license, a boat license, a fishing license, car license, motorcycle license, forklift driver's license. Wait for it. Ready for it. Now the other ones that really, really count. Mm. I've got a license to Segway. That's right. I've got an actual, and I just did that. The irony in there, of course, is that I just did that twice. I did a Segway talking about getting a Segway license, which just only shows you that I'm entirely qualified. So I can ride a Segway. I've got a license for that. I've also got a barbecue judging license. Yes, bang, got that too. Yeah, because if you need your barbecues judged, I'm officially capable of doing that. So I've got, I know, and I can judge wine as well. So I've got certifications. I've got every type of license.
What do you need?
Here's the one, Mick, and this is where I think I want your advice, and because I think I've hit a stumbling block here. I need a responsible service of alcohol license because it's the only one left on the register that I don't have.
Oh, I can help there. What about this? You have to work out whether to serve me or not, or whether another drink someone's going to get glassed, or whether I'm going to be taken home in a divvy van.
Mm-hmm.
This could be good because I've had experience. This I could be. You know how the guys who get attacked by dogs have all the equipment on?
Yes.
I'll be that guy for you.
Right.
I will come to the bar and I will cause trouble, and you have to work out whether, I mean, if you pass this test, you'll be, not only that, they'll make you the publican.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because basically you're kind of like a first responder for responsible service of alcohol. Mick, have you ever been denied service?
Yes. No.
That was the most rhetorical question of all,
yes,
wasn't
it? I have on many an occasion. But the one that sticks out was I was at the Beach Road Hotel in Bondi, and there was a woman, a barmaid, who was arguing with a guy who was a responsible serving of alcohol. And I sat there patiently. I listened for 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes of her trying to reason with this guy, I go, excuse me, could you just serve me and then deal with that? And she's gone, right, called the bouncer over and had me thrown out. Okay, but he's the drunk one. He's the drunk one. I just wanted a beer.
Because that makes you sound more sober when you start yelling and flailing your hands around.
Oh, no.
Like, then maybe they just go, oh, he's definitely sober, that bloke. He needs a beer to calm down.
Yeah. I've always found the more you protest, the more they like it. Hey, any gigs to plug before we get out of here?
Unfortunately, all Grapes of Mirth shows are sold out at the moment, but I'll give you some details of ones that are coming up. I know. I always pick the most opportune times to come on and flog something that can't be sold.
Just ring us up any time and let us know, and we'll plug them anyway. Good on you, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Speak to you soon.
That's Merrick Watts. Grapesofmirth.com.au, by the way. That's the website to check out for any upcoming dates. All right, more to come with Malloy right after this.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We forgot to ask Mez about Valentine's Day because he is a proper romantic.
Oh, he's
and a
good
lover, and he loves his wife. He posts beautifully about his family. I would have loved to have heard what went on there, but we're still taking calls from all around the country. Andrew, he's on the line. Where are you calling from, Andrew?
I'm from Joiner in Queensland.
Ah, good on you, Andrew. Now, what did you and how did you spend Valentine's Day? Go.
Long story short, soccer was washed out in the morning, watched a cooking show. They were doing a short beef ribs in this beautiful sauce. I went, that's what we're having for Valentine's dinner.
Good on
Went to the shops, cooked it up, and saw everyone walking out with flowers and flowers. And I went, why buy a flower for one day for $30 or whatever you do?
I like it.
Yeah. I bought an $8 rose, and it's gone in the garden.
Like a rose bush.
A rose bush.
Oh,
it's in the garden. It flowers for the year.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, so you bought a rose bush and you planted it, but does she have to get her own roses now? Is this where this is going?
Oh, I might get one or two.
Andrew, I'm going with the romantic notion that you thought, I want to provide an endless stream of roses to the woman I love. Tukim Dave.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way, Andrew. Thanks for calling.
Well done, Andrew.
Love
to hear from you. Likewise.
Aaron's on the line. Aaron, where are you calling from, buddy?
Gold Coast, Mr. Malloy.
All right, and what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Let the missus sleep in, mate. She had a long night at work. Made a breakfast, lamb shanks for dinner, slow cooked, and she reciprocated with a retractable garden hose.
Oh, my God.
No longer do I have to roll up that old piece of crap.
Technology.
Now, I'm going to say that's a woman who loves you.
Mate, she knows when I'm doing it tough and she knows how to reciprocate.
That's definitely true. What a woman. Girls out there, the way to a man's heart is a retractable garden hose. Well, give Aaron something.
Kennedy Malloy Prize Pack, the
there
memorabilia
you go,
from
Aaron.
Old school.
Yeah, yeah. That'll get you in the good books too. Donna's on the line. G'day. Donna, where are you calling from?
G'day.
Where are you calling from?
I gave my husband a Valentine's Day card on Saturday night. Yeah. And he gave me the same one back on Sunday morning.
Hang on. Are you telling me, Donna, he has re-gifted a Valentine's Day card and given it back to you?
The next morning, yeah.
Oh, Donna.
At least he crossed the words out, right? He crossed the words out from you.
He handed it over and said, don't open it up. Just look at the picture on the front.
Oh, jeez, Donna. Donna, yeah. I have many single friends. I'm going to introduce them to you because this guy sounds like a bit of a bum. Thanks, Donna. Scott's on the line. Scott, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, mate, I decided to take my missus to a mate's place for a bit of calf branding and castration.
Wow.
Now, Matthew, did you organise this in advance? Did you think this would be romantic for her to watch you castrate a few and brand some calves? Or?
Oh, she loved it, mate. She loved it. She's a really good girl.
When you say she loved it, I'm
surprised you weren't branded and castrated yourself by the end of that day. Scott, give Scott a prize, Dave.
What about a case of Brick Lane coming your way, mate? Thanks for calling me.
Sounds
Gladstone.
Good, mate.
It's the best in the business. It's the draft, and it's going bonkers out there. Well, time for one more. Matthew, what did you do for your partner on Valentine's Day?
Hey, Mickey. Yeah, I got up at 4 a.m. and put a brisket on the smoker and watched it for 14 hours.
For your 4 partner?
4 a.m.?
Yeah, well, her present to me was the brisket and my present to her was cooking it.
It's a well-oiled team. Where are you from, Matthew?
Toowoomba.
Toowoomba. So the romantic sin. They call Paris the city of love. It's Toowoomba as far as I'm concerned.
It really
You're
is.
A good man. Duke him, Dave.
Oh, case of Brick Lane coming your way, Matthew. Thanks for calling in from Toowoomba. Hey, don't go
good
anywhere.
On you,
more
good
to come
you.
After this. This is Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Time for a bit of housekeeping, guys. Jay, are you with us?
I'm here.
Has entered the studio. Last week, we started off a furore on this program. When we were talking about the Muppet Show and we suggested the Swedish chef was the only one to have human hands.
Correct.
Callers went berserk. The lines went nuts. People were saying Fozzie Bear. People were saying Cookie Monster. But we stood by our guns. Here's a little snippet of how it went down on the program. Swedish chef.
Swedish chef.
You've made an observation about
Swedish chef fact. He's the only Muppet with actual hands, human hands.
Is that real?
It's very freaky.
How did this come up in conversation?
You didn't notice it. You start watching the Muppets. You see those hands. You go, what is going on?
Someone, if your producer's at home watching the Muppets, I'm thinking there's maybe a weed involved or something. I don't know. So anyway, we thought, and this set off a thing on our show, and we thought, how ridiculous is our show when that becomes a thing? Yeah. Well, it turns out off the back of that, it's become a bit of a worldwide sensation, and this conversation took place on, is it John Oliver's show between Stephen Colbert?
It's Stephen Colbert's show with John Oliver. Yeah,
with John Oliver. Have a listen as they tackle the same problem.
When I was a kid, I liked The Swedish Chef, naturally funny.
Hey, I got a trivia thing about what is unusual about the Swedish chef's hands.
What?
He is the only Muppet with human hands. Jim Henson is the Swedish chef, or was the Swedish chef, and Frank Oz was the hands. They had actually done it for like a month before they went, holy cow, what are we doing? We forgot to give him hands. So he's the only...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
There they are, two of the biggest names in show business grappling with the same issues we are down here wasting our time.
Hey, by the way, I want to shout out to Jacinta Goodwin, by the way. She got in touch with us on the socials and she found that while watching American TV. So
thank you, Jacinta. Thank you, Jacinta. Good on you. Yeah. Okay. Also, I came across this promo during my travels.
She's the porn star who got together with the president. Now Stormy Daniels has a big problem.
What is going on?
And only Husey can help.
Husey has a problem, and his problem is we interviewed her first.
Yeah.
Now, Husey, that's tonight, I believe, that show. It's a good show. I love Dave Hughes. Yeah. He's a good fella. It'll be very entertaining. But I think some credit where credit's due is we were the first Australian. It was an exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, we interviewed Stormy Daniels. I think it was in the first 3 weeks of this program.
Yeah,
we weren't even allowed to ask her certain things because it was still before the Senate inquiry.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever it was. Yeah, but anyway, we did interview her. And Dave, if you're out there listening, probably not because, you're probably preparing for your own show. Here's a couple of questions you could ask Stormy Daniels on your program tonight. You could start with this one.
Do you have a type when it comes to men?
I like guys that are at least taller than me because I like to wear high heels.
Yes.
But other than that, I mean...
Okay, what about orange hair, stupid, and tiny hands?
I don't think anyone goes for that by choice.
By choice. There you go, Mick.
There it is. Hard-hitting, searing questions. And this is not a bad one to follow up with.
If you could sleep with one American president, who would you choose out of the pantheon?
Oh, American president.
You can go back to Washington days.
I've got to say Obama.
Obama?
Whoa.
Okay, not bad. What about this? A threesome with Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy and I could probably go horseback riding.
That would be
like a rumba.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, and then there's a whole heap of other very ripe stuff on the program. So there's your world exclusive, everybody.
Wow.
All right. We're dangerously close to finishing this show today, David.
A little more to come, though. So,
We'll come back and wrap this up.
Radio. Yeah, you bet. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M. By the way, Husey, we have a problem tonight, Channel 10.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
So many great calls about Valentine's Day. I love our listeners. Bart's on the line. Bart, what did you do for your partner on Valentine's Day?
Saturday night, I had a few reds, and I went next door to this nursing home there. It's got a massive rose bush out the front. There would have been like 30 or 40 roses that were ready to go. And I got there, and someone had knocked them all off. There was three left. So I got them.
So you left them?
Three red roses. You grabbed them for her. Then Sunday morning, woke up and went to the market, and I bought her about a kilo and a half lobster.
No, that's a good... It's a good time to... It's a good time to buy because, thanks to China, lobster's very cheap. You didn't find one of those yellow ones, did you? There's one in 300 million.
No, mate, no.
They would have impressed it. Hey, give him something, Dave.
What about a Kennedy Malloy memorabilia packet?
There it is.
A bunch of merch for
you, Bart.
Good
on you, Bart. Thanks for the call. Whitney, I feel you need something for Valentine's Day. I mean, Dave ate your cupcake. You ate her cupcake, which was a romantic gift from our parent company.
Yeah, and not everyone got one, by the way.
With a note, and you had to sign a release. if you could have anything for Valentine's Day, what would it be?
Well, it wouldn't be my boyfriend wearing my blood around his neck, which is
what
Machine
are we talking
Gun
about
Kelly
What's
has
happened?
Done.
Dave, take it away. Machine Gun Kelly has...
Yes, he's dating Megan Fox, you know, mega babe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he has just posted on his socials that he has a drop of her blood in a pendant that he wears around her neck.
Ah, fantastic.
I wear your blood around my neck, my bloody Valentine.
I'd make my girlfriend wear a pint. You know, like a pint of blood, like, you know, when you give blood.
Yeah.
carry that
quite
around.
Heavy, though.
How romantic is that?
Jeez.
So I'll probably need it later in the night, some kind of transfusion when we head to emergency. How romantic. That's the way I operate, ladies.
Hey, we're done. We're done for a Monday.
Well done.
The show is done and dusted. Big show tomorrow. Oh, Denise Scott.
Oh, baby.
I know. She went on her Valentine's Day with John. We'll find out, no doubt. Denise is going to join us tomorrow. Missed any Today Show? Catch up with the podcast. It'll be up in a minute. Search Malloy wherever you get your podcast from. Back tomorrow to Drive You Home.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show.